Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. It is Thursday, and I'm your host, John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we cover all your latest NFL news and updates. Thank you guys, everybody out there. We got a lot to talk about. The very first thing on the ticker today is Josh Norman. The Washington Redskins will probably release Josh Norman for salary cap reasons, but he still had a good year in 2018. Every offseason, tough decisions have to be made, and sometimes that means letting a very good player go, especially if that individual is making a lot of money. And when it comes to the Washington Redskins roster, Josh Norman is on the chopping block. Norman is slated to make $30 million over the next two seasons, but the team can cut him and only take on $9 million in dead cap, with Alex Smith's contract completely throwing the Redskins' salary cap out of whack. It makes sense to release Norman and save $21 million. Those are funds that could go a long way in improving the roster, but losing a good cornerback is definitely going to hurt the secondary. Norman actually played really well after struggling in 2017. He picked off three passes and did a great job of covering some of the top receivers in the NFL. So if Washington does give him the pink slip, it's not because he doesn't have it anymore. It's actually the complete opposite, and Norman improved his stock quite a bit, which almost guarantees that someone will end up signing the 31-year-old if he does become a free agent. Truthfully, going to a more competitive team could be one of the best things that happens to Norman. The Chiefs, Texans, and Colts are a few of the possibilities, and there's no denying that adding a defender of that caliber would make their roster better. For someone like Kansas City, that can be the difference between getting over the hump or not. Wherever Norman ends up going, it feels like he has at least a couple more good seasons left in him. It would be nice to see the veteran defensive back in the postseason competing for a championship. What's a better way to measure his talent than going against the best? Josh Norman struggled in 2017, not recording a single interception. Comes back in 2018, has three interceptions, just played really good, was one of the Redskins' better defenders. And keep in mind, he's going against, you know, some of the best athletes on the field when you're talking about wide receivers and, you know, just how tough it is to match up with those guys. You have to have lightning quick, you know, fast twitch muscles to just be able to respond to the routes these wide receivers are running. Josh Norman did a very good job in 2018. So even though it looks like he's going to be a cap casualty because Alex Smith's contract and him being hurt and, you know, the fact that Alex Smith won't be able to come back next season because of that gruesome leg injury he had, the Redskins, you know, they still have Smith's huge contract and they have no quarterback. So they're going to have to bring in a quarterback. And that means they're just tapped out of funds. So now they have to go through their roster and find, you know, some players and trim the fat, I guess you can say. And right away, Josh Norman's contract jumps out at you because he just is making so much money. He signed that mega contract. I think it was worth like $75 million when he signed it. I think it was 5 years, $75 million. Don't quote me, though. I'm just pulling off the top of my head on that one. So it's tough that, they gotta probably let him go, but at the same time, you know, those $21 million could go a long way, in signing, cheaper players that are younger that I guess you can say haven't proven themselves yet, but are still good players. You know, if you're looking at, you know, four or five players, if you can, you know, get them for the right price, by letting Josh Norman go, you can get maybe four or five players with that money. So I think that's the route the Redskins need to go. They need to get younger anyway. Norman's, what, 31 years old now? So It's just time, you know. It's the best move for their organization. The next topic, we have a lot of former Packers are claiming Aaron Rodgers is arrogant, but nobody would be saying anything if the team was winning. It's amazing how many people are gunning for Aaron Rodgers now that the Packers are coming off back-to-back losing seasons. Several Rodgers' former teammates have ripped Green Bay's franchise quarterback for being arrogant and self-centered. While everyone is entitled to their own opinion, one thing that is suspicious is the timing of everything. Nobody had anything bad to say about Rodgers when he was leading this team to the playoffs or to the Super Bowl. Not only that, but the front office hasn't done a good enough job of getting Rodgers the help he deserves. All these analysts want to act like the former first-round pick Rodgers is playing bad, but his stats tell a completely different story. When has 25 touchdowns and two interceptions ever been underperforming? Clearly, Rodgers has done an exceptional job at protecting the football, and if anyone else was under center, you'd see just how much that meant to this ball club. If Green Bay can only win six games with those numbers, what would happen if they had a quarterback who threw 13 or 14 interceptions a year? You can begin to see how quickly things would unravel if this guy wasn't up there in Wisconsin. It's just a shame that some individuals waited for the perfect moment to attack someone that was supposed to be an ally to them. Rodgers shouldn't be all happy-go-lucky because he's carrying an organization that is somewhat holding him down. He could have signed with any team in the NFL, but he chose to stay loyal and come back to the place where it all began. So it's frustrating to see everyone pile it on Aaron Rodgers, because if they had a problem, it should have been dealt with directly. Instead, all these anonymous Packers and JerMichael Finley went the sleazy route, and it's a poor reflection of them more so than it is Rodgers. So everybody wants to attack Aaron Rodgers. They're not happy with how he carries himself. They say he's arrogant. They say he's too prideful and never admits he's wrong. But like I said, it's suspicious that all this is coming out now. Now when they're struggling and they're having back-to-back losing seasons, now everybody wants a gun for Rodgers. And I saw the media and the analysts just fry Aaron Rodgers, this past season. But it's kind of ridiculous. He had 25 touchdowns and two interceptions. Just two interceptions. He only turned the ball over twice as far as, interceptions go, passing the ball. So, obviously, he's doing a great job of just protecting the football and avoiding, giveaways and things like that. And that's keeping Green Bay in games. Yeah, they only won six games, but like I said, if, you get a quarterback under center who throws 13 or 14 interceptions a year, you would realize how much Aaron Rodgers is doing, because suddenly the Packers are going to be winning two games a year. I just don't know how everybody can pour it on Aaron Rodgers right now after all those years of being high on him. 25 touchdowns, he could be a little bit higher in the touchdowns category, but 25 and two, you can live with that. I think the biggest problem in Green Bay is one, the main thing is they didn't get him enough talent. I almost said something about Mike McCarthy, but that's in the past already. Let's just move on. It's really a lack of talent. You got to get Aaron Rodgers more talent than they've given him. And people will say, what about Jimmy Graham? Jimmy Graham's over the hill. He's not the same Jimmy Graham as he was in New Orleans. Devontae Adams is a good player, but when you have Aaron Rodgers, you got to load up for him. You got to give him three solid wide receivers and a tight end. He's never had that. He's always kind of held things together, and I get that the Packers are somewhat like the Patriots in the sense that they like a team-based approach. They like to build to the draft and not sign too many free agents. But, you know, the other part of that, you know, situation is I don't think people are lining up to sign in Green Bay like they were in the past. Yeah, there's a lot of history there, but players in today's era prefer warmer weather. I think Green Bay is a little cold. I think it's a little bit isolated. I think there's just more desirable destinations than going and playing for the Packers. So that's hurting too. But Aaron Rodgers, you know, he could have not took the contract extension. He could have, I think his deal ended in 2019, so now. And he could have probably signed with just about any team he wanted to. Would have had his pick. You know, he chooses to come back to the team that drafted him. He stayed loyal. So that in itself deserves a ton of praise. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers enjoys being a Packer? Yes. Do I think he loves Green Bay? I think Green Bay's, you know, been good to him, so he's kind of a little bit fond of it. But I think there's even other places that Aaron Rodgers would prefer to play. But Aaron Rodgers is a smart guy. He understands legacy. He understands a lot of the great players, you know, in the era before him. They didn't team hop. They stayed with one team throughout their whole career. That was just the thing to do in the past. And I think Aaron Rodgers is traditional in that sense where he doesn't want to be the guy that bails on his team when things weren't going well. He wants to suit up and play. And I think even at the end of the year, his actions kind of reflected that. You know, Green Bay was out of the hunt. He said he didn't want to fold it up and shut it down for the season. He kept playing even though they were not going to make the playoffs. And I thought that was huge for Rodgers and his own leadership because so many other players, Cam Newton, Odell Beckham Jr., they shut it down. They decided, I will take the out. I will rest up. I won't risk getting hurt. And I just thought, you know, Aaron Rodgers, even though it is a risk going out there and playing, it does send a strong message that, you know, hey, I'm not going to quit on you guys. And he said that in an interview. He doesn't want his teammates to think he shut it down on them. And you have to applaud him for that. And you have to applaud him for staying. So, is there some things that, you know, Rodgers could be criticized for? Absolutely. Everybody has their weaknesses. Everybody has their flaws. We're only human. That's part of the human nature. But like I said, I've seen some good things from Aaron Rodgers at not only at the end of this year, but some of the decisions he made, like re-signing. And because Rodgers is so good, that team does always have a chance. But it's up to the front office to go out there and put together the talent around Aaron Rodgers where he can go out there and make the most of it. No more shoestring budgets and just not doing anything and just having Rodgers go out there and carry the whole thing. You saw what Chicago did this year in the NFC North. It takes wheeling and dealing a little bit. It takes risk taking. You can't just sit back and let it come to you. I know that works for Bill Belichick and the Patriots, but Bill Belichick's X and O's and his ability to develop players and just game plan for opponents, that's what makes him so exceptional. And I just don't think the other coaches in the league are on Bill Belichick's level where they can get as much out of their players as Bill does in New England. So Green Bay, the tides are turning. Not only are they struggling these days, but they're not getting the free agents that they used to. But luckily, Aaron Rodgers is staying loyal. And, you know, that's just a testament of his character. I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com. Thank you guys for listening. I hope everyone has a great day. Take care.